It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This year marks the 10th anniversary of Pittsburgh Cultural Trust's Jazz Live concerts on Tuesday afternoons in Katz Plaza. This year also marks the third annual Jazz Live International Festival. Joining us for a preview of these events is 90.5 WESA's Saturday Night Jazz host Bob Studebaker. Bob, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, Paul. Nice to be here.
Tell us who and what jazz fans can expect to see and hear at this year's Jazz Live.
Well, Jazz Live can mean two things. Jazz Live is the name attached to the Tuesday afternoon concerts, which is in its 10th anniversary year this year. It starts off today with Sean Jones leading a jam session. Sean is a trumpet player, and when I'm describing Sean or explaining Sean to somebody who doesn't have music as a point of reference, I say, if Michael Jordan played trumpet, that would be Sean Jones. He is
high praise.
He is unparalleled. There are perhaps people the same as him, but there is nobody in the world better than him. He leads a jam session with Pittsburgh jazz musicians who, for 100 years now, have been absolutely among the very best in the world. And it's going to be a real party. So at 5 o'clock today, sunny day, perfect day.
So will you be returning as host?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be the tall guy standing next to the bartender.
That reminds everybody of Johnny Fever.
Something like that, yeah. And then this weekend, it is the third annual Jazz Live International Festival, which brings artists in from all over the country and all over the world, and is now getting buzz all over the country and all over the world, and people are coming to Pittsburgh for this event. It has that kind of gravitas now.
Bob, I understand that there's more to these festivals than just a focus on jazz.
Well, the focus, of course, is jazz with these festivals, but it has a much broader context. And I was at an event a week or so ago, and among the people there was Kevin McMahon, the CEO of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, and I had a chance to put a microphone in front of his face and have him elaborate a little bit on the way. This is one of the things that really illuminates Pittsburgh to the country and the world.
One of the important things that the Cultural Trust believes that this festival is helping to do is to further Pittsburgh's image across the country and across the world as being a great place for a wide variety of arts and entertainment and culture. And jazz, of course, is such a strong part of our heritage here in Pittsburgh. And why shouldn't we celebrate it and bring people from many other places around the country to Pittsburgh?
Have you seen the Jazz Live concerts grow in the time that you've been hosting them?
Yeah, they really have. They were pretty small in the beginning, and over the course of the 10 years now, they've grown into absolute parties at the intersection of 7th and Penn downtown every Tuesday. It is surprisingly, I'll say it is invariably, sunny and mild, like today. But surprisingly, over the 10 years, most Tuesdays have been pretty much like this. It's uncanny, but hey.
The jazz gods are smiling on you.
Absolutely. It's a jazz town. It has been for a long time, for 100 years plus.
So it starts today, and it goes until?
It goes until the second week of September, every Tuesday afternoon. And then this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the three-day Jazz Live International Festival. Friday night, it's a jazz crawl with 20, 25, maybe 30 venues in the cultural district and slightly beyond, where you just sort of go in and check out the jazz and go to another place. Saturday and Sunday, outdoor summer stages set up.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Bob Studebaker can be heard hosting 90.5 WESA's Saturday Night Jazz, and he can be seen hosting Pittsburgh Cultural Trust's Jazz Live concerts on Tuesday afternoons in Katz Plaza throughout the summer. Bob, you wanted to say something else.
I was just going to say you can also hear jazz at 90.5 HD2. And at WESA.FM. At our website, you can catch the 24/7 jazz service and also on our HD2 channel.
So we got,
and I'm there a good bit, as is Helen, our ops manager.
Helen's great.
She is. And it's a great venue for jazz.
Well, we'll keep tuned to all of those venues. Bob, thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
I'm always glad to talk about jazz anywhere I can.
Coming up, it's Speaking Volumes and business correspondent Rebecca Harris on the business of outdoor recreation. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.